Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily. It has been a hot minute since I've been here with a new episode, and I apologize. Life has just been hectic. I've been settling into my new apartment, trying to get life figured out, trying to get my business figured out, and I needed a break to come to the realization that I needed to end season 3 in order to move forward and continue doing what I want to do with the show. So this is the last episode of season 3, and I know it's kind of abrupt. I mean, I think I might have mentioned it once or twice, but it's just something I felt like I needed to do and to finish now so that when I come back, I'm able to come back fully and just do the show right. I know I haven't been doing it well lately, and everybody has kind of noticed, and I don't want it to be that way. So, yeah. Right now, I am taking a break, but do not fret. I will be back very, 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 very soon, and I think it'll be a good thing. So, while I am here, I do want to chat to you guys about some pop culture things and some business things and just a few things that I'm really loving recently. So, the first is this new email marketing software. Now, you guys know me. I hate email marketing with everything in me. I try it, and I try it, and I try it over and over, but I can never stick to something because there's nothing that's ever worked for my business, something that was ever really the right thing. But I finally found it. I found that one thing that I needed in order to do email marketing for my business, and I am so freaking excited for it. It's called Flowdesk, Flodesk, and in the description of this episode, you guys will actually find a link so you can get 50% off if you choose to use it. Now, before you're just like, I'm not sure, let me tell you a bit about it. So, Flowdesk is an amazing email marketing platform where you have no limitations on subscriptions or on subscribers, campaigns, or lists. It's super amazing. Every single template is very aesthetically pleasing. I freaking love them so much. Like, I've been looking at them recently and I've been working on my email game, and there's just been so much I've been doing on this platform. It is just so amazing. If you're part of the email list, then you've probably seen it by now. If you're not a part of the email list, what are you doing? Go sign up. It's on our website. I really, really love Flowdesk, and I feel like it's the right thing that I've needed for a while, and I'm glad I finally found it. So, yes, Flowdesk. If you want to get it, if you want to sign up and get 50% off your subscription with a free month trial, there's a link in the description below. I definitely suggest it. Now, let me tell you guys something. The day I'm recording this, it is August 14th. Do you know what that means? Yesterday, August 13th, Hunter Hayes, my husband, I'm kidding, I love Hunter Hayes, but Hunter Hayes announced the name of his new album, Wild Blue Part 1. There will be 10 songs. It's a digital-only album, and it is coming out Friday. The day you are listening to this episode, his new album is out. And I've heard sneak peeks of every single song on the album, and I can genuinely tell you that this album is going to be beautiful and amazing, and it's worth the 4-year wait we've had since 21 Project came out. I guarantee it. It's so amazing, and I am so happy he pushed up the release date from October 11th, which is what it was originally supposed to be, to August 16th. I'm pumped. I'm so excited. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I can't wait to share it on social media and connect with you guys. And that's a nice little segue for if you guys want to connect with me on social media, see what I'm up to during the break, and to get all of the information about what's happening, when we're coming back, all of that fun stuff, you can follow me on Instagram at DreamNowMedia, at DreamNowMedia. It's a link in the description of the episode. And on there, I post stories and feed images and just videos and amazing things that you guys will definitely love, all about podcasting, creating content, being a creative entrepreneur, all of the things. So if I definitely suggest you guys go follow me on there. I also have a Facebook page of the same name, just / DreamNowMedia. You can find us there. And I'm working on building a Facebook group for when we come back, so you guys can actually have one where you can go into it and talk to other listeners and market your business and talk about new tools you're loving and share them with the world, because that's all I've ever wanted to do. So yeah, there's a lot happening, and it's a lot that I'm having a hard time balancing with doing a podcast. And as much as I love you guys right now, I need a break, not only to just figure out my schedule, but also to be able to provide an amazing show for you guys and just create content that I want to share with you guys. And I feel like the last couple of episodes, and even this episode, hasn't been something I really wanted to share with you. I wasn't excited. I wasn't like bouncing in my seat ready for the release. I wasn't setting an alarm for the minute it goes live. It just was like, oh, I need to record something. Here's a topic that I can talk about. And that's just not what I want to do. So I'm going to be taking a month to regroup, to figure everything out, and I will be back on September 16th with a new episode. Or September 16th, is that the date? Let me check my calendar. It might be September 16th, it might not, who knows. I will be back September 13th with the season 4 premiere of the Creative Boss Babe podcast. It'll be bigger and better than ever, and it'll be so much better. I will be able to connect with you guys more, talk about things I want to talk about, create shows that you guys want to listen to. And yeah, so I feel like that's a nice little intro rant for now. So let's get to some ads and then the rest of the episode. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod.
get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag hashtag WearLively and at WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram.
This week's small creator shout out goes to Haskin Creators on Instagram. Megan is a Pinterest expert who has a beautiful feed, has amazing posts and tips and tricks she's always sharing. So if you guys are very interested in Pinterest tips, just like tips about promoting your business, or just want a really inspirational feed and like posts, then you should definitely check her out. It's at HaskinCreatives. You just search that on Instagram or you check the link in the description. Go give her a follow and let her know that we here at Dream Now Media sent you because she's so amazing. So this week's song of the week, I feel like I had to do Hunter just because his album comes out today. So in honor of that, I am doing the single he released this week before releasing the album, literally 2 days before, called Wild Blue. It is the title track of the album, and it's just such an amazing song, guys. If you're not really into country music, give it a listen. You will fall in love with him because of this song. It's Wanted of 2019. Like, that's how good this song is. So guys, go check it out. It's on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. You can go listen to it there. It's linked in the description of our episode and on our website, which you can find from dreamnowmedia.com. I'm so stoked, and I love the song, so I hope you guys love it nearly as much as I do. He's just amazing, and I'm literally listening to it as I'm recording this right now because it's just so good. So yes, this week's song of the week is Wild Blue by Hunter Hayes, and you can listen to it on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify and everything. You can find linked in the description. To share something in this tech segment that I shared in the first one earlier this season, and that's that the Apple Card is finally here. As you guys know, Apple announced a while back that they were going to be having their own credit card that basically worked with them and Goldman Sachs and I believe MasterCard, and it gives you cash back on purchases through Apple, and it, from the sounds of it, it's like a decent credit card. It's nothing like extravagant or special. But they've started rolling it out. People have started to get invites. I know I got my invite recently. And it's finally being able to be used. Some things I've heard about it is that it's really simple to set up on your phone. Like, all you have to do is put your phone on the sensor that the card itself comes in. That the card itself is very, like, heavy duty. It is a titanium card, so that makes a lot of sense. And also that every time you make a purchase on on your Apple Wallet, on your iPhone, you can actually see the card change colors, which I thought was really cool. So, like, if you purchase something from B&H Photo, then it would be orange. If you purchase something from Amazon, then it would be blue. Things like that. And I feel like that's a really, really, really cool thing. So, I'm excited for it. I think I'm going to test it out and see how it goes. And if it doesn't work or if I don't like it, then yeah, but let me know on Instagram if you guys are going to be getting the Apple Card, if you have any inclination to do so, because I'm genuinely curious. Some people are all for it, like diehard Apple fans are all for it. Like normal Apple users like myself are kind of like, I'm not sure, but I kind of want to try it. And there's some people that are just like, no, that's just a way to tie you down to Apple. So I want to know your thoughts. Let me know. Head on over to Instagram and just leave them in the comments of my latest Instagram post. So yeah, that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. I know it really was not much, and I truly, truly apologize. I just wanted to give you a quick episode to kind of wrap up the season and tell you guys that I love you all very much and that I will miss you while I'm gone, and I have missed you while I've been gone. But when I come back, the show will be back to its regular schedule. I know I've said that before and I never followed through, but I guarantee it will be. I love this show so much. I just need some time to regroup and figure things out with it. But when I come back a month from now, you will have an amazing show coming out every single Friday that you guys will just love. So yeah, if you guys like this podcast episode, make sure you give it a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or any other platform that allows you to leave ratings. I think like Slacker does and whatever else. If not, be sure to share it on social media with the hashtag TCBBpod and tag me at DreamNowMedia in it so I can see and I can share it, because I love seeing our listeners and people who love the podcast. And yeah, I will be back very, very, very soon with a new episode. I love you guys. Bye.